What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
It's Michael Popak, Legal AF. Governor Huckabee of Arkansas, the ultimate Nepo baby, knows how to pardon a turkey, but doesn't know how to pardon an innocent man who's serving a life imprisonment for a murder he did not commit. And instead, in a terse 3-sentence response to his lawyers, said he can try again in 6 more years, and then she went on to pardon the state turkey. Speaking of a state turkey, let's dive into this one on this particular hot take. I've heard a lot about Sarah Huckabee and her lectern gate. Spending $19,000 for a lectern. Let's get down to law and justice and where she sits on that and how the needle has moved. Let's talk about her callousness, in particular about the man who spent 32 years in state prison for a crime he has not committed. Charlie Vaughn, who has a severe developmental disability, was convicted in 1991 for the 1988 murder of an elderly woman. There was at the time a mountain of evidence that he didn't do it. In fact, thereafter, other people confessed that they murdered that same person and that they did it alone. But because this developmentally disabled person, without a lawyer, who was illiterate, missed a deadline for attempting to get a new trial on the new evidence, he's been sitting rotting in jail as an innocent man ever since. They applied, as they're supposed to the governor of the state to get clemency, to get a pardon, for them to recognize that the person has been sitting, think about this, in jail for over 32 years for a crime somebody else not only confessed to, but said that they did it by themselves. They put all this evidence in front of this turkey, Sarah Huckabee, and put it, ribbon around it, submitted it to her. This is the last stop on the clemency route. And the response from the governor's office was that the governor had completed her review of Mr. Vaughn's file last week. Unfortunately, she has chosen not to grant clemency at this time, holding out hope. He will be able to reapply in 6 years. Yeah, go 40 years for something you didn't do. And maybe, this governor got her job because of her last name and because she never worked an honest day in her life. Maybe she'll get around to granting you clemency, but don't come knocking. Don't want to hear from you for another 6 years. I thought this was a party that was not only law and order, but somehow addressed the justice system and wanted to see changes in the justice system and talks incessantly and incoherently about the two-tier justice system in this country. Well, here's one tier. You got a guy who didn't commit the crime. Okay? If his name was Trump, do you think he'd spend 32 or 38 years waiting around for some governor sometime, maybe a democratically elected governor in Arkansas, to let him out? I mean, that's the sad part. You know, if a proper governor was the head of that state, when, you know, like Bill Clinton back in the day, you know, we wouldn't be dealing with this. The guy would already be released. But when you got Sarah Huckabee, you know, who thinks she's going to run for president someday, not on this record. This isn't law and order, MAGA right wing. This is injustice and immorality. And there's a special circle of hell for people that keep in prison people that they know or should know in their hearts are not guilty. Maybe she's too busy trying to figure out how to hide the $19,000 lectern and hide it from her investigators. Instead of being tied up with that, why don't you try to get out a person who is innocent, a person who's illiterate, a person who didn't have a right to justice? If I were that group, even at this late date, I would try once again to file some sort of writ of habeas corpus and see if we could take it up to the United States Supreme Court. So I think now that this has been this denial of clemency or a pardon renews again his rights to seek a writ of habeas corpus. They should consider it. The Justice Project or whoever is currently representing Mr. Vaughn should consider it. He's never going to get out through the clemency program, not while it's run by Sarah Huckabee. Just not going to. She'd rather pardon a turkey than pardon an innocent person. And that's the only way you can put it.
Good health starts with good habits. Quip makes it easy by delivering all the oral care essentials you need to care for your mouth. The Quip electric toothbrush has timed sonic vibrations with 30-second pulses to guide a dentist-recommended 2-minute clean. It's a lightweight and sleek design for adults and kids with no wires or bulky charger to weigh you down. The Quip toothbrush also has a multi-use travel cover that doubles as a mirror mount for less clutter and reusable handles in a range of sleek metal hues, as well as bright plastic colors that's sure to add a pop to your bathroom counter. And so you know the electric toothbrush isn't all Quip has to offer. The water flosser hits all the right spots with gentle or deep clean pressure at the touch of a button. And the Quip mints and gum are incredibly refreshing. I truly have Quip to thank for my entire dental care routine, and I don't know where I'd be without them. So listen, it's time to skip the batteries and snap into healthy habits with the new rechargeable electric toothbrush. All the features of the original Quip plus one magnetic charge powers up to 3 months of brushing. If you go to getquip.com/legalaf right now, you'll get 20% off any electric toothbrush, mint and gum dispenser, or water flosser. That's 20% off any electric toothbrush, mint and gum dispenser, or water flosser at getquip.com/legalaf, spelled getquip.com/legalaf. Quip, the good habits company.
Right? Everybody's joking about, you know, Joe Biden just turned, whatever, he just turned 81, pardoned turkey. You know, even he can laugh at himself about that. But when you've got an innocent man spending his life in prison, not 6 months, not a year, not 6 years, 32 years, and you callously tell him to go pound sand, come back another time, but that other time's got to be in 2029. I mean, it's so heartless and saddening that even in my doing the hot take, I'm getting upset about it. And so I think we're going to need to continue to follow the case of Charlie Vaughn and what this governor, who's allegedly guides herself by Christian values and the Judeo-Christian ethic. Is this what Jesus would do? Just to bring it home? Is this the type of morality and the combination of religion and morality and law, the combination of church and state that MAGA is so supportive of? Here's your opportunity. Is that what your God would do? I don't think so. But for political expediency, and so that she can't be attacked for being soft on crime by somebody that moves even to the right of her and Attila the Hun when they run against her, she's just going to take the safe way out, the path of least resistance, and allow Charlie Vaughn to rot in an Arkansas jail for another 6 years, sapping another 6 years of his life away from him and his family. This guy should be a free person. He should be suing the state to get back in money what he'll never be able to get back in time with his family and having a normal life. I mean, he's screwed forever. We've got circumstances here in New York where, you know, the Central Park Five wrongly accused, convicted, and served a number of years in jail, right, for kidnapping and beating a jogger in Central Park in the 80s, when it turned out they didn't do it. One of those gentlemen just made it and got elected to the Manhattan Commission. Rightfully so. That's not going to happen to Charlie Vaughn. Charlie Vaughn is developmentally disabled. He is illiterate. He is, I'm sure, just rotting away. I mean, this sounds like a real life version of, you know, like the Green Mile, you know, with Tom Hanks. It's almost like that guy who left his pie in his jail cell so that when he got back from being executed, he could eat his pie. I mean, that's how sad this is. But, you know, obviously, Sarah Huckabee talks a good game about being, you know, an adherent to her religious principles when it's politically expedient to her. But as I said, when she doesn't want to get attacked for being soft on crime, she'll let poor Charlie Vaughn sit and rot in jail. We'll continue to follow what we can do here on the Midas Touch Network and on Legal AF to pressure Sanders. Maybe we need a clock that runs on, you know, the Midas Touch Network. How many days Charlie Vaughn has been sitting in jail, rotting because of Sarah Huckabee? And just keep putting another date on that clock and giving all of our aid and comfort and help to his lawyers as he goes after the state for civil rights violations and maybe takes it up on a writ of habeas corpus all the way to the United States Supreme Court. We'll follow it in one place. Legal AF, right here on the Midas Touch Network. It's our curated podcast at the intersection of law, politics, and justice. You can only get it on Saturdays, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on our video YouTube version. You can get it on audio podcasts wherever you get your audio podcasts from. And we'll do hot takes. The leaders of Legal AF, Ben Mycelis, Karen Friedman Agnifilo, and me will do a hot take about every hour at that same intersection. We don't blow smoke. We don't blow sunshine. We just bring you our legal analysis being in those courtrooms that we talk about. And we know these processes. We're going to tell it to you straight right here. If you like what I'm doing, give me a thumbs up. It helps keep the show on the air and keeps this content coming to you. Leave a comment. I've been known to comment back. We could open up a dialogue. But until my next Legal AF, until my next hot take, this is Michael Popak reporting.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.